Back to it. Another round of locker room chats here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We're talking Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank. And we're joined by girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta. Coach, you know, 8 games in, your team's back to 500, sitting at 4-4. You got a big win on Tuesday night at home against a very good Wildcats team in Holton. Low scoring, though, 30-22. Just what was a big takeaway from that game, your girls holding on, getting that win?
Obviously you only give up 22 points. I mean, that's probably the big thing for me is defensively. I mean, we found a way to win. I mean, that's a game we probably don't win last year. So, it's nice. We're actually starting to become a pretty good defensive team. We got to figure out some things offensively. We still don't take very good care of the ball. But there's a lot of just little things we're trying here and there to get a little bit better at that. But, I think just attention to detail defensively, knowing our scout, knowing kind of strengths and weaknesses and kind of what we want to force them to do is good. And we fought some foul trouble last night. So it was a really nice win and to put us back at 500 and, put this up against the Betha coming up on Friday. So, I like where we are right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one in just a minute coming up on Friday against Sabetha, but more particularly on offense, you mentioned there's still some things you got to work on. I mean, what is it specifically? Is it just as simple as you're just not knocking down shots? Is it movement? Is it running plays? I mean, what can you attribute to maybe the little bit of struggles that you're having offensively?
Oh, it's the fact that we can't take care of the ball. I mean, and when we turn the ball over, they are just back-breaking turnovers. I mean, that's why I equate it to the girls all the time, to pick sixes in football. I mean, some of our turnovers are just, bad to the point where there's like no defense for it. I mean, I'm thinking back to our Riverside game on Friday. I mean, we gifted them at least 10 points, if not more, on just open layups, and there's no defense for a 1-on-0 layup. I mean, other than the kid just missing it. So, I mean, we just got to make better, take better care of the ball. And some of it is we have some kids stepping in that, didn't play a whole lot of varsity last year, but, at the end of the day, they're 8 games in. Like, they're not JV players anymore. They're varsity players. So, we just got to do a little bit better there. We got to switch some things up in practice, probably, crank up the intensity there, really put our girls in some tough situations, and we got to learn from that. We are getting better, I think. I mean, we're starting to limit ourselves, but when we go against these these higher end teams that is the entire Big Seven, we got to take better care of the ball.
Finally, coach, you get Sabetha on Friday. First time you're going to see the Blue Jays this season. They're in a similar spot. They are also 4-4 through 8 games, and they've played some really close games here in the last few. They lost to Nemaha Central last week by 2. They lost to Holton in a 3-point game, but they are coming off a 2-point win against Hiawatha on Tuesday. They got a very good player in Mary Lukert. They like to play at low scoring, very good defensive team. What stands out about Sabetha?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's kind of everything with them kind of starts with Mary Lukert and goes from there. I mean, she's kind of a tough matchup because she brings a lot of things athletically that you're going to have to try to match, and she does a lot of things that, just don't. You can't scout. I mean, she's a really good rebounder because does a really good job getting out and passing lanes on defense. Just did a lot of things that way. So we're going to have to try to figure out how to kind of neutralize that a little bit. And then, obviously they're a really tough defensive team. So we're going to have to find a way to be patient, take care of the ball, and get us in the spots that we want to. The film I've watched quite a bit is as they actually played Holton last week. So, kind of watching that, I mean, Holton just knocked down shots, I think that's come be the key to us. If we get open shots, we got to knock them down consistently, and we'll see how it goes, but it should be a good game. Coach Bauman does a good job with that group up there. They're about competitive with anybody, which is, that's a sign of a good program and a good coach. So it'll be a good one on Friday. We're looking forward to it. We'll have the girls ready.
Sabetha Perry LeCompton on Friday, of course, part of the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Also games on KNZA 103.9, a couple of 4-4 teams jockeying for position inside the Big Seven. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.